Welcome back to another episode of the Hip Hop Social Worker Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Scott. And last week was a hard week. It was tough. I feel like I was kind of losing myself for a little bit. I mean, I said that on the last episode I recorded, Black Zombies, you know, with all this tension going on, you know, I feel like just people are, you know, true colors are starting to show. And, you know, it just really kind of put me in a funk, you know, to kind of see how things play out. And I was barely holding it together. And then Chadwick Boseman died of cancer. Complete shock. No one knew he had cancer. You know, we kind of, when those pictures came out, we just thought he was, you know, doing it for a role or people probably thought he was sick. I'm sure people did think he was sick, but nobody thought this. And for that to come out, just to, you know, it threw me. Threw me for a loop. You know, I was, lack of better words, I was fucked up. You know, like I just had to cry. I just had to, because this is why Chadwick Boseman was important. Not only was he a phenomenal actor, but he showed us how important representation is and how needed representation is. You know, he movies James Brown, or it was a movie called Get Up, the Jackie Robinson story. You know, with Jackie Robinson, you know, honestly, it's kind of controversial. I mean, back in the day, he had criticized Muhammad Ali for taking a stand against sports. So I'm kind of or using their sports platform to take a stand against, you know, the Vietnam War. So I'm curious to see if he was alive today, how he would play these things going on. But anyway, whatever. Still an important figure in history. And, you know, Thurgood Marshall. But Black Panther was amazing. Like, I remember when I went and saw Thor Ragnarok, and I saw the trailer for Black Panther, I was like, I can go home. I've seen enough. You know, even though Thor Ragnarok was a great movie, but after seeing that Black Panther trailer, I was like, this is all I need. You know, and then, but then take it back, seeing Black Panther show up in Civil War, it just was great, because we never seen anything like that. Not to where, like, you know, an African superhero, you know, and Black Panther's been around for a long time, you know, like since the 60s, you know, like that's when the comic first came out. But now, to kind of put it like in our world, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and to kind of make a place for Black boys and girls to kind of have somebody to look up to, you know what I'm saying? Give us somebody to look up to. I mean, even the older people like myself, you know, give us somebody to kind of be something to be proud of, you know, something showing Africa in a different light, you know. And it was so important, you know, like, and he had all this stuff on his back, on his shoulders, and he had cancer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had cancer. Didn't let nobody, you know, didn't tell no one. Didn't, you know, really, didn't really make it about himself. He was still seeing kids with cancer in hospitals, you know, and giving them comfort while he's fighting his own battle with cancer. And it just was hard to lose someone like that, you know, because he played Black Panther so well, and he was such the perfect fit for it. You know, and just to see people excited about going to the movies. You know, I remember going to the movie theater, people wearing daishikis, and, you know, like, you know, seeing like Twitter of, you know, seeing like things on Twitter, people like, you know, having like ceremonial dances, and just the energy Black Panther was, you know, because we never really get that. You know, like, it's just for somebody to put a big budget movie you know, for a corporation like Disney to get behind this and then to give us a soundtrack like it was, you know, like you don't have to assimilate. Show up how you are. This is for you. You know, it just was. It was tough to, you know, to watch that go down. But, you know, I'm glad it happened. You know, much love to Chadwick. RIP to a king. He held us down. And hopefully somebody, you know what I'm saying, the culture will continue to hold him down. You know, this is going to be, it's going to be hard to fill those shoes, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Everybody, protect your mental health. Protect your peace. It's thick out here. There's tension out here. But, you know, Black people, we always been kind of faced with adversity, faced with tension, you know. And that's just kind of, we don't know anything different, you know. I honestly believe that we don't know anything different. It might seem like it was getting easier, but as we see now, it was just, you know, we was playing ourselves. Shit is nasty out here. Shit is ugly. Protect your peace. Protect your energy. Holla at y'all in a minute. Peace.